Hello, everybody, and good morning, and welcome to Cactus League Baseball today. We're on the road in one of my favorite parks down here. It is Surprise, Arizona, the spring training home, and they share the complex of Texas Rangers and the Kansas City Royals. And today, the Giants take on Kansas City in a sort of an overcast day today. Matt was just asking me the weather. It's about 67 degrees, a little bit overcast. By game time, they say it'll be up to about 72. But the Giants are here taking batting practice this morning, which is a little bit unusual. Usually they take batting practice back in Scottsdale, but it is an hour out here to Surprise. And if you've been down here in spring training, this is about as far as you go. But from Scottsdale, it's a good 45 minutes to an hour. For me, from Mesa, it was an hour this morning. And the Giants decided with that in mind, they got out here about 9:30 local time. That's about 8:30 for you guys. And stretched, and now they're taking their BP right now, and it's nice to see it. It's a beautiful ballpark. It reminds me a little bit of the quaint ballpark in Cooperstown, New York, as it has that sort of overhang, that green look to it. A lot of open space, but there's some good shade here as well. But it's just a very nice park, very pleasant. 350 down the right field line, 379 to right center, 400 to center. And similar numbers in left center and left. So it's really a nice place to watch a game, and I think we're going to have a good game today with the Giants and the Kansas City Royals. It has not been a great week for the Giants. I don't know if you saw the game on TV Wednesday night, or you've been listening on the radio or on the webcast with Doug Greenwald. But the Giants have lost them all since last Sunday. We were in Goodyear for that game against the Reds, and the Giants won that one. And they haven't won one since. They lost them all this week. On Monday and Tuesday, they lost two games, a split. And then Thursday, they lost a couple of games. And they've lost six now, six in a row. Their record is 3-6. But as I said on Twitter this morning, the main thing you want to do down here is just be healthy and get out of here and get people in shape. And so far, that's been the case. A little bit of a scare. Anytime Buster Posey says something hurts, you know, you have to worry about it. As I'm looking at him right now in the batting cage, taking his swings. He is the DH today. But he said he had something like old man neck. I'm not sure what that means. It could be our caller neck who calls in, or maybe his neck just hurt from sleeping. But he had that this week, and they pulled him out of the Dodger game on Wednesday night. He was back in there yesterday against the A's, saw a little bit of him. He is in today as a DH, and he'll probably catch tomorrow. And then he leaves for the WBC on Monday. So I know he'd like to catch a lot more. They're going to need him in the WBC. So for Posey, you just hope that, you know, whatever little lingering ailments he has go away. But that's about the only one really to talk about, I think. The other news for everybody around the Bay Area and all in the Giants Nation here, Johnny Cueto is in camp. He flew in yesterday, and he met with the reporters today. Henry Schulman's going to join us. Hopefully Henry will fight the traffic and get out here about noon to bring us up to date on Cueto. But it sounds like his dad had some problems, kidney problems and other issues, and Johnny stayed back to be with his father, and now he's in camp. It is March the 4th, but I would think he's out of the first round of the WBC. There's no question about that. They have replaced him with Fernando Abad and Cesar Valdez as Johnny and Santiago Casilla, who still is not in the A's camp, have pulled out of the first round of the WBC for the Dominican Republic. And I think the second round is somewhat in question, too. I really do. He hasn't really been in the camp here to any degree. He's pitched down in the Dominican Republic. He's never seen live major league hitters. And, you know, you got to get out of the mound and you got to get used to it. And he's such an important part of what's going to happen in 2017 for the Giants that I think they'll be conservative with him. But look, he knows how to get ready. Last year, he came in and they really took their time with him because of all the World Series stuff he had with Kansas City the year before. So I trust Johnny. I really do. But in his history, he's had some elbow issues, and there's nothing here you want to do that in any way would want to increase his workload or get him out of a normal way of getting ready for the season. So my personal hope is that he just says no to the WBC and stays in camp and just gets ready for the championship season, which comes up April 2nd. And undoubtedly, Bumgarner is going to get the first game, and Johnny will get the second game, which will be on Tuesday against Arizona. So that's a little bit of the news around the camp today. As I said, a little bit of overcast today. The Giants, when they come out here, they put a good lineup on the field. And as I said, all week long, you know, you get six really good innings of baseball. Then maybe some of the bullpen guys come in, and seventh, eighth, ninth inning, you'll see more of the minor leaguers, and it could slow down a little bit. But if you're coming out to spring training this year, it's a little different than other years. The lineup for the Giants today, Jimmy Rollins will be at short today. Aaron Hill will be at second. Posey is the DH. Belt is at first. Parker is in right. Parker has hit the ball well. He had the great game against the Dodgers on Wednesday night. Gillespie is at third. Hundley is doing the catching today. Justin Ruggiano is in left field today, which I think is they want to start ramping him up a little bit, coming back from some arm surgery, not a throwing arm, but still it's something that could affect the way he pulls through the ball as a hitter. So I think they want to see what he's got. There's a lot of competition, believe me, for these outfield spots, which we'll talk about on the show today. And then in center field is Gorkys Hernandez. Blackburn is pitching today, Clayton Blackburn. Bumgarner normally would have his day-to-day. He is going to pitch tomorrow against Kansas City back in Scottsdale. And Danny Duffy will go for the Royals tomorrow back there. But Blackburn, this will be his third appearance of the spring. Four innings pitched, three runs given up, and they were all given up in his last start, or his last appearance, because he pitched great in relief in his first time out. Boy, he went two innings and just was absolutely lights out, great control. So he was someone that, you know, that was in the mix last year. He sort of regressed a little bit at Sacramento, and Ty Block jumped ahead of him. Tyler Beede is now in the mix as well. So for Blackburn, I think, you know, this is still an important spring for him. And he goes today, and he's not overpowering. But if he has his control, he is a very tough pitcher to hit. For the Royals today, it's a good lineup for them. They were 81-81 last year. You know, they've got Jorge Soler now. Wade Davis was traded to the Cubs. So that is one of the major changes for them. They're still trying to figure out what they're doing at second base. They've got a number of candidates there. Third base is Mike Moustakas if he's healthy. But one of the infield candidates will be in the lineup today. Cuthbert will be a third for the Royals. But the Royal lineup, Alex Gordon in left, Escobar, Lorenzo Cain, Hosmer, Sal Perez, who popped up, as we all remember, to Pablo to end that World Series in 2014. Cuthbert will be a third. Peter O'Brien, who was with Arizona. And Peter O'Brien was a very, very heralded prospect. Really didn't have a position. And Arizona moved him to Kansas City as a DH here. Raul Mondesi Jr. is at second today, a switch hitter. And the DA is Vallot, V-A-L-L-O-T. I don't know much about him. Jason Hamill is on the mound today for Kansas City. He was a late sign for the Royals. After the tragic death of Ventura, it opened up a spot on this rotation, and Hamill took it over. Believe it or not, Jonathan Sanchez. Yes, that Jonathan Sanchez is listed for the Royals today to be one of the pitchers. And Brandon League, remember him, the relief pitcher? He's also listed for the Royals today. So those three are there. For the Giants today, Kyle Crick is listed as a pitcher today. And now this is a name that we've had for many, many years, a first-round pick. And he's still got the big arm. And Dick Tidrow and Jeremy Shelley and Bobby Evans and everyone talked about him in camp. Still growing up. And he's pitched a couple of innings here, given up a hit, a walk, and no strikeouts. So he will be in the mix today, but still the big arm. He was a high school pick, and they just don't want to give up on him. And they're taking a good look at Kyle Crick. I'll be interested to see him today. They had George Contos listed today as one of the pitchers, but he pitched yesterday against the A's. And I doubt if he will pitch today. I would find that difficult, but he is on the list. And the other one we definitely want to see today. And he needs a lot of work, and he's coming back from that knee surgery, and he's working on the change up the curve, and he's still got the good fastball, is Josh Osich. He's gone 2 2/3 inning in spring, 6 hits, 6 runs, 4 earned, 4 walks, and 4 strikeouts. And again, when we talked last week, it's hard to believe it's only been this is only our second weekend. It seems we've been down here forever watching this baseball. But you want to look at control for the pitchers. That Samardzija yesterday, even though he gave up the home run, had absolutely good control yesterday. He thought it was one of his best appearances. He was thrilled yesterday. Bumgarner, so-so. I'd say Samardzija maybe had the best I've seen from some of the starting pitching recently. Bumgarner's been in and out. Cueto, of course, we haven't seen yet. Ty Block has pitched really well. 4 innings, 4 hits, a run for him. No walks, 3 strikeouts. Tyler Beede, 4 innings, 2 hits, no runs, 2 walks, a strikeout. Pitched really well against the Angels the other day in that split squad. And then Matt Cain, 4 innings, 8 hits, 5 runs, 4 earned, no walks, and 1 strikeout. And you'd like to see a little bit more of the swing and miss stuff from him. He was great for an inning and 2/3 against the Dodgers on Wednesday. Then all of a sudden, right over the plate, and he couldn't get out of the inning. And they just blasted him, and they eventually knocked him out after an inning and 2/3 for Matt Cain. I guess maybe he finished the inning and finished it up for Bruce Bochy, then he was gone. But he gave up those 4 bombs in a row, and that's what happened with him. So the 5th spot, very much up for grabs. Block and Beede are doing everything they're supposed to do, and we'll see some of Blackburn today against the Kansas City Royals and see how that goes today. This spring, just in case you're interested in numbers of the hitters, and it's always sort of interesting to do that, Arroyo is 3 for 7. He faced a guy the other day for the A's, Finnegan, and I don't know much about him, but boy, I'll tell you, he knocked the bat out of Arroyo's hands. 3 for 7. Trevor Brown, 4 for 9. Gillespie, 4 for 9. Wong is 4 for 11. Panic, 6 for 12. And I think the one key thing of so far is Jarrett Parker, 4 for 14, 2 homers, 7 RBIs, but doing kind of what they think, and that is when he makes contact, it's dangerous. And we'll see what happens here. He had that big hit in Goodyear last week, and then against the Dodgers, he had a tremendous home run. It just blasted it over that pavilion, and then he hit one down the line. So for Parker, 4 for 14, 2 homers, and 7 RBIs. For him, so he has been in that left field spot. He'll play right field today, and Ruggiano is in left field today. So Parker kind of doing what he's supposed to do. All right, we'll take a break. It is Surprise Arizona. We've got baseball coming up today. Back in Scottsdale tomorrow, which will be a lot of fun as we get the Royals again. And got a lot of my crew from Patrick, I know, is listening. And Pat, we miss you down here. But Allie is there, Carmen is around, and Beer Can is around. So we've got and we'll be back on Periscope tomorrow. Carmen figured it out for me, so Raph, we can do some Periscoping tomorrow as well. Let me say this about Volvo Cars of Walnut Creek. And I say, let's be honest, when you're in the market for a new car, the whole process can be downright stressful. I know it. I've been there. There are all these options, so many places to choose from. It can really feel like too much. So I want to take a moment, as you know, I've talked about this for so many years, and give you a tip and talk about Volvo Cars Walnut Creek. If you're out looking for a new car, put Volvo Cars Walnut Creek at the top of your list. I'll tell you why. It comes down to 2 words. It's personal service. I've mentioned everyone who works there so many times. Their staff gives you the attention you need throughout the entire process. It gives you honest, down-to-earth answers. They're the exact type of people you want around when buying a new car. If it's Chris Cavalli, Bruce Ma, David Meese, they treat you like family and make sure you get what you want. The business end of it, Cindy Homer takes care of so much, and you walk out of there knowing that a Volvo is safe, beautiful, and reliable. So if you're in the market for a new car, hit the Volvo Cars Walnut Creek and talk with a member of their team. They'll set you up with a test drive that just might make your year, or at least your day, for a relaxed, stress-free car buying experience. Do yourself a favor and choose Volvo Cars Walnut Creek at 2791 North Main Street in Walnut Creek. All right, more coming up. Brandon Crawford's going to join us next right here on the Sports Leader.
Talking Baseball with Marty Lurie on KNBR 680.